Hey, we're back. This episode was first posted January 9th, 2012. One of the legendary rock musicians you're going to be hearing is Fats Domino, who, after surviving some harrowing stuff I mentioned later, lived until 2017 at the age of 89.
This is Movies for the Blind, episode 196, Shake, Rattle, and Rock, part 1 of 2.
Down with the... What is it this time, Georgiana?
Rock and roll, idiot.
Rock and roll, idiot.
Hello and welcome to Movies for the Blind, where you can enjoy films without looking at a screen. I'm Valerie Hunter. Yes, we're back. And I thought we'd rev up for a new year with a rock and roll movie. Our last one was Rock, 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 way back around episode 22, which focused mainly on the kids and their trials and tribulations. This one focuses more on the adults, the ones who believe in the new music and what it can do, and the ones who label it the devil's music and want it banned. Heading up the pro-rock team here are Mike Connors, who uses his old nickname Touch here, but would become better known for the 70s TV detective series Mannix, and Sterling Holloway, the longtime character actor whose voice you'll know instantly as Winnie the Pooh, despite the hipster talk he uses here. From 1956, this is Shake, Rattle, and Rock. Against a background of clouds, a logo with the U.S. Capitol building appears. American International Pictures. Four couples stand on a dimly lit floor. James H. Nicholson and Samuel Z. Arkoff present Shake, Rattle, and Rock. The couples dance, whirling and jiving. Starring Touch Connors, Lisa Gay, Sterling Holloway. Fats Domino, Joe Turner and Choker Campbell in his band, Tommy Charles, Anita Ray, Rosie and Carlos. I'm in Love Again, Honey Child, Ain't That a Shame, by David Bartholomew and Antoine Fats Domino, on Imperial Records. Feelin' Happy, Lipstick Powder and Paint, The Choker, Rock, 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 by Joe Turner. One Couple Dances Alone, Sweet Love on My Mind, by Wayne Walker. Rockin' on Saturday Night, by George Mottola and Johnny Lehman. Do you wanna jump, children? With Raymond Hatton, Douglas Dumbrill, Paul Duboff, Clarence Kolb, Margaret Dumont, Frank Jenks, Percy Helton, Eddie Kafafian, Joe Devlin, Charles Evans, Pierre Watkins, Nancy Kilgus, Jimmy Pickford, Giovanna Fiorino, Leon Tyler, Pat Gregory. Story and screenplay by Lou Russoff. Director of photography, Frederick E. West. Production supervisor, Bart Carr. Film editors, Robert S. Eisen and Charles Gross Jr. Music by Alexander Courage. Art director, Don Ament. Assistant director, Bart Carr. Sound, Harold James. Script supervisor, Judith Hart. The couples and other young people dance in a television studio with cameras on them. Well. Produced by James H. Nicholson. My. Directed by Edward L. Kahn. Two adults watch happily from the edge of the dance floor. One broad-shouldered with dark hair and the other thin with light hair. The dark-haired man taps the shoulder of a boy, who then leaves the floor with his girl. Watching the TV show in a home is a group of older people, including a woman knitting in a large feathered hat. She watches the dark-haired man step to another couple.
So that's the man our niece has been seeing. Well, we'll put a stop to that, won't I?
She pokes a man dozing beside her with knitting needles.
Yes, you will, dear.
Another man stands.
Have you seen with your own eyes how rock and roll is destroying the youth of our nation?
Disgusting.
Revolting.
Disgusting. Revolting. All those in favor say aye. Carried.
We ought to write to Washington. It's been weeks since I've written Washington.
Now we need an organized resistance to this vulgar, lewd rocking and rolling.
Sometimes referred to as shaking.
Now, all those in favor of an organized resistance such as the Vigilance Committee, signify.
Aye.
He turns to the dozing man.
We are waiting for you, Mr. Fitzdingle.
He wakes and stands with his cane.
Down with the... What is it this time, Georgiana?
Rock and roll, idiot.
Rock and roll, idiot. Good.
He sits.
Now we will need a strong and militant leader. I suggest the name of Eustace Fenwick. I accept. Nominations are closed. All those in favor say aye. Carried. No doubt you would like to have an acceptance speech. I accept this nomination with a great deal of reluctance. I did not choose this all-consuming job, but I realize how much you need the best help of the best leader available.
This takes care of my one free afternoon. I'm already organized against 11 different menaces.
Oh, but my wife's got you beat. She's anti-21 things, including Sunday walks in the park.
Why? Ladies and gentlemen, we need a name. Any suggestions?
Well,
suggestion period is over. The name will be Sprakey.
Magnificent name, but what does it mean?
Society Prevention of Rock and Roll Corruption of American Youth.
Oh, that's two letters more than any group I know of. Which reminds me of a funeral service I once held in Arkansas.
Now then, to all. You and you and you. Call up the studios and keep it up for an hour. And you write letters to police officials. And the rest of you write letters to the studio. Now you know what to say.
Indeed we do. We'll use form letter number 12.
They get out of their chairs and sofas. Meanwhile, at the TV studio, one couple remains dancing while everyone else stands behind them clapping along. Side by side, they step and shimmy in unison. Then they hold hands, and the boy spins the girl under his arm before swinging with her. As they step quickly, he spins her more, and crinolines puff up her skirt. He spins her twice, and they part to kick side by side in a sort of Charleston. They finish, and the dark-haired man approaches.
Today's winners, Carlos and Rosie, representing the Black Eagles. They will be competing for the club awards next month.
He faces the camera.
And by the way, we have three new clubs incorporated into our organization. That makes a total of 78 throughout the city. Now, Ax McAllister and I...
The light-haired man runs up.
We'll be paying these clubs a personal visit throughout the coming week. See you tomorrow, cats. Same time, same channel, same bop beat.
A director waves to alert they've gone off the air, and Ax lets out of breath.
It's all yours, Ax.
He steps away.
Okay, say, kids, you were the greatest. Absolutely the greatest. Nobody blew the bit, nobody ate it. You can all stay in the human race. Now, wait, cats, before I send you up completely in flames, I want to know what you've been doing about the money bit. Make me know that. In the meantime, I got some announcements about some real working cats and what they are doing.
He reads from a paper.
Yeah, here we are. Lucky 13 are going to hold an arts and crafts bit. The long green stuff goes into the pot for the permanent building fund, right?
On a kitchen set.
Hi, Gary.
Young lady, would you open this refrigerator door, please?
Anything to please a customer.
In the model kitchen, she opens an empty refrigerator.
Ah, good. I'll buy it.
He closes it.
You can work in my kitchen anytime.
They gaze at each other.
You know, it looks awfully good on you. Say, how are you with the stove?
Oh, terrible.
They kiss.
Just Junie and me and kitchen makes three.
She glances down sadly.
Hey, what's the matter? Aunt and uncle object to a possible union?
I haven't told them yet.
June steps away.
I think Aunt Georgiana would flip if she knew we were talking kitchen appliances.
Ah, they don't go for me, huh?
They don't go for this. They're even organizing a group to fight rock and roll.
Oh, honey, these crackpots just come and go.
Not Aunt Georgiana. She hangs on like a bulldog, doesn't let go. You're demoralizing our youth, she says.
She says.
Demoralizing our youth? Doesn't she realize what's happening? We've now got 78 groups all brought together by the same interest, music. And her activities have branched out into hobby work, dramatics, club newspapers, charity drives, paper drives. All she has to do is ask the juvenile authorities. They'll tell her what those kids were doing before we organized these clubs for them.
Hey, you don't have to sell me. I tried to explain it to them, but they couldn't see it.
I guess you're right.
As they hug, the director approaches.
Gary, I hate to break up this touching little scene, but the studio is needed for rehearsal.
Oh, who's working out here?
That's Domino.
Domino?
He stands.
Hey, my kids would give their young brothers to sit in on that.
Oh, I don't know. You know what he does to them. They tear up the place.
Frank, you just leave that up to me.
Gary turns to Ax, still with the kids.
That's
Ax,
pretty good.
Excuse me.
Oh, look, these kids are really digging the permanent building.
Yeah, let it hang, Ax. Listen, kids, Fats Domino is heading this way for a workout.
Fats Domino! Oh,
hold it, wait a minute now. If you've got no chores to do and you're willing to stand by quietly and listen, I think I can fix it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, now just gather around quietly.
As they do, Fats Domino enters the other end of the studio.
Say, Fats, a bunch of the kids would like to listen to you blowing up a storm. Would you let them listen in?
Well, as a rule, we don't do it, but for the kids, I'm more than glad.
Hooray!
Fats shushes himself and the kids.
I just wrote a new number called Honey Child. Would you all like to hear it?
In front of his band, he sits at a piano.
All right, boys, so you're ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's get going then.
They start to play.
You will live with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my own. Only you can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I love to hear you whisper low. You know you really thrill me so. Only you can thrill me like you do. So please don't put me on that ship. You know I cannot help myself. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
One of four saxophone players stands for a solo. Axe and the kids clap along. The sax player sits.
You will devil with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my arm. No one can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
Hop to it. Get with your homework and chores, huh? Come on.
As the kids and Axe disperse, Gary goes back to June on the adjoining kitchen set.
Say, by the way, honey, when are you going to sing our love song to your aunt and uncle?
Let's wait a while.
You're not pulling an Uncle Horace on me, are you? If you can't fight him, join him.
I've got to pick the right time.
Smiling, he kisses her again. As Frank and Axe watch, Frank sticks a record in Axe's mouth and walks away. Axe takes out the record and snaps it in his hands. Later, Georgiana leads June and Horace with boxes of letters to a mailbox.
Oh dear, what is the matter with you?
He has trouble keeping his balance with two big boxes of letters.
Will you put them down?
He drops them.
Put them in the box now, hurry up. Hurry up.
Oh, don't mail those grudge letters, please.
We feel it to be our civic duty.
If only you try to understand before you condemn.
But your aunt don't work that way, June.
I've asked you to stop seeing that corrupter of you. These will see that you do. They'll break him.
Break Gary? You'll be breaking 5,000 kids who are being held together by a common interest. You'll send them right back from where they came, back to gang fights in the slums.
You know, we ought to think that over, Georgiana.
Oh, you do? Well, the S-P-R-A-C-A-Y does not think it does. Go ahead, hit the button.
Long live whatever those silly initials mean.
They're silly to you, but not to me.
Later, Gary and Axe walk into an office.
Gary, I've never seen anything like it. 600 letters wishing you death by slow torture. 800 phone calls.
Yeah, plus numerous publicity releases. Look at this. Citizens Committee forms to combat rock and roll craze. Here. Irresponsible leadership can ruin our youngsters, says head of new vigilante committee.
You know, medicine's found ways of prolonging some old squares' lives. You know how they spend it? Beating their gums.
Give me that bottle.
The older man grabs a pill bottle.
There ought to be a law against prolonging some lives.
He swallows some pills.
They're threatening boycotts of the station, the sponsors.
Why don't they boycott breathing?
Oh, these letters were all written by the same handful of people. It's just too bad the others, the ones who know we're doing a job where the kids keep quiet.
All I know is this can help our ratings.
Ratings? Is that all this means to you?
What else? I'm paid for ratings.
Look, why don't you come with us to a meeting of the Black Eagles? Oh. That's a group that's been formed in the slum area. Every one of those kids has a record of some kind. I'd just like you to see how they spend their time now.
Save that malarkey for the social welfare people. Rock and roll's a gimmick to sell Shadrach shoes as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, come on, Axe. Let's look for friends elsewhere.
As they leave...
I have just one word for you.
But Axe shakes his head and goes without saying it. Later at the Black Eagle Club, kids dance, but also do sculptures and paint. Axe reads something.
How you doing, kid? I'm stuck. Where are the directions?
Gary checks with boys building models next to a combo plane.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Axe joins him crossing the room, but steps to a girl sculpture of an owl.
Oh, Sonic, kid.
He moves on to a boy sketching.
Hey, Gary, come over here.
He does.
Look, show them what this wig's doing. Dig it to him, Pop.
It's a building down the street the city's condemning.
Yeah.
I'm just playing around with the idea that we own it, and are going to convert it into Teen Town. A spot of our own, run for and by the kids themselves.
You've got something there. All we need is a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, but the kids figure they can make a lot of the sweat themselves.
My old man would chip in on the cement work. Must be a lot of our squawkers could give a finger.
You know, you got something to think about, Tommy. Yeah, but right now, our big problem is just to stay alive.
Gee, but it's worth a pitch, huh, Dad?
I'll try it on for size.
Happy fit.
When two men walk in, one wearing a fedora, the music stops and everyone stares unsmiling. The man in the hat steps to one of the kids.
What are you doing, Pete's?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. Where is the dice?
I'm making a leather wallet.
Now, Mick, the last time I saw you make a wallet was in a guy's pocket.
He steps to Gary and Axe.
3 lousy months in a jug, and what happens? I leave behind me a nice, normal bunch of hoodlums. I turn my back, you turn respectable. A couple of you have been known to be smiling at the cops. You are turned rotten. Turned rotten. And you are the guy with muscle in on me, huh? What is the matter? Nobody informs you this is my territory from 3rd Street to the Union Depot? You think you could just move in and take over just like that?
The kids made up their own minds, Bugsy.
Well, I am not about to stand by and watch you make bums out of these kids.
He grabs Tommy's pen.
Hots and craps.
He turns to other boys, snapping his fingers.
All right, you punks. Throw the cooks out.
They just look at him.
So you have turned chicken. Turned chicken!
He turns to the man he'd come with.
Do you see what's happening to the youth of today? The next thing you know, they'll be going to school every day.
He turns to the boys again.
Throw them crooks out! I said throw these crooks out!
When they go back to their work, he turns to Gary.
Mister, do you realize what you have committed? You have committed brainwash!
Look, Bugsy, we got a lot of work to do tonight, so I suggest you either join us or take a walk.
Ditto. Repeat. Ditto.
There is nothing I would like better than to cut out paper posies and spread them across your grave.
Oh. Should I give them what for, Bugsy?
Oh, come here, stupid.
Axe steps toward him, but realizes he's talking to his henchman.
Do you not know it is no time to fight in a crisis like this? You have got to use tragedy, which you possess none of.
Bugsy slaps him.
Go.
He walks out. And Bugsy follows him.
Looks like we're right in the middle of it. Fenwick and his gang yelling corruption and Bugsy and his boy shouting the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which video you view it on, huh? Oh, but enough of this philosophizing. Big word, huh? Say, I want you... Hey, chick, come here, will you?
One of the girls approaches.
Gary, this is Anita.
Hello, Anita.
Hi, Gary.
She's gonna do a number for the building fund's benefit, so will you make with a mouthful of hi-fi for Dad? Get ready, kids. Unhook your ears, Dad.
She sings.
Come all you teen queens, put on your blue jeans. We're gonna have a big ball. We're gonna romp and stomp, rock on a Saturday night. We're gonna leap, creep, jump on a Saturday night. We're gonna serve soda pop from the corner shop. Records that will play till the break of day. Come and join the crowd, we'll be shouting loud. Don't miss it, man.
Rosie and Carlos start dancing, and a a couple other pairs join in. Axe claps and bounces. Carlos flips Rosie over her shoulder, catches her with one arm and sets her down, then spins her over.
We're gonna do the Mamba Rock, do the Texas Hop. Most of all, we're gonna do the Boogie Rock. Jumping starts at 8, no one should be late. Don't miss it, man. We're gonna bump, jump, rock on a Saturday night.
Carlos and Rosie dance side by side.
We're gonna sing and swing, rock on a Saturday night. We're gonna flip, flop, rock on a Saturday night.
Carlos pulls Rosie aside as the song ends.
Oh, man, that was the most, the greatest, the solidest, you know, I've been thinking. It's a painful experience, but I've been thinking. And, you know, it kind of gets you.
Axe clutches his chest, then points to his head.
Here?
Now, just take it easy, Axe. Take it easy. You know, anything new like this, you should do just a little at a time.
Okay, Dad, I'll give it to you bit by bit. Okay, first bit. I figured that these kids can really scoot some loot. Second bit, I figure I can round up a group to really ball for the kids. And third and most solid bit, Dad, we should plug this thing over the air. We'll get every cat in town down there.
The way these poison pen epistles are coming in, I doubt if there'll be any air to plug it over.
You mean they'll cancel us? Null us? Void us?
Yeah, it's looking more like it every time the mailman comes.
I'd like to tell them all. Those squirrels. In court, I'd like to tell them all. I would rock that jury right down to their ever-loving orgies. Who should know better than me what all this means?
Boy, you just got yourself a thought.
Me? How'd I do it? And what is it?
Just let me live with it a while. I'll chew it over with you later.
Okay. Take five, Dad.
Later, reading newspapers.
Looks like they're gaining on us.
Hey, Dad, look. Here's something to gladden your beating breast. It's an editorial in the Clarion. Now, get a load of this. Focus your audio. It says, leave kids alone. A close examination of the facts in the latest attempt to curb rock and roll leaves room for doubt in the supposed evils of this pastime.
Gary takes the paper.
In the final analysis, youth must express its overabundance of energy. Better on the dance floor than in the alleys. Better around a jukebox than a pool table. Axe, I think we finally got ourselves a friend. I'm going to find out who wrote this right after the show.
Frank arrives.
Start the slaughter, Nelson.
Right.
Standing up on the kitchen set, they walk to theirs, where the kids wait.
All right, now quiet, kids. We're on the air in 30 seconds.
As they begin, Fentwick, the Fitzdingles, and the funeral man arrive. The couple dance, swinging each other around. Three of them affronted, the visiting group walks in front of a camera toward Axe.
Now, what's the good word, bird?
I am not a bird.
I know a lot of buzzards would be mighty pleased to hear that.
My name is Eustace Fentwick III.
The third? Don't tell me this has happened three times before, man. Well, crazy, what can I do for you, Mr. Useless Bentstick?
Axe bounces.
The name is Fentwick.
So, what can I do for you, Mr. Erwick?
Young man, I once buried a man just like you.
He passes a card.
Like me, Dad. I'm the original. I am the thing.
He rips it.
Such impudence.
Oh, chick, thanks very much. I'm going to sit this one out. Maybe when they play the next number, you and I can work up a sweat and hop a bop.
She turns away.
Because, kid, nothing braces me up like a good drag across the slag with a hag.
He ducks her feathered hat when she turns back, but a crewman accidentally knocks it off. Dancing feet pull it onto the dance floor. Georgiana struggles to chase it among the oblivious dancers, who keep kicking it around. She bumps between couples in pursuit, but the hat eludes her. The chorus bugs his eyes out and laughs. Enjoying the music, Axe notices her and enters the fray, trying to dance with her. He's able to take her on a couple turns, mostly obscured by the others. But she finally gets to pick up her hat and dust it off. Axe goes to Gary.
Oh, Gary, look, that is a delegation from the Clobbered Cats Convention, and that is Mr. Useless Fenwick. Now, mind you, he is not the first, not the second, But the third.
Take over, Axe.
Gary steps to Fentwick and Georgiana.
In the name of the SPA,
that's a railroad, ma'am.
The SPAR.
Sprake.
In the name of what Mr. Fentwick just said, will you please stop that vulgar contortioning out there?
There's no law against it, ma'am.
If there isn't, we'll make one.
I remember I had a case in Galveston once. Lady looked just like you, Georgiana. She was run over by a streetcar.
Shut up, Hiram.
Young man, take us to the manager's office.
Certainly, ma'am.
Don't ma'am me. You've seen the last of June, I assure you of that. Savage.
On the kitchen set, June is wearing a thin t-shirt and shorts. Gary motions for her to hide, and she does under the table.
Hurry.
He stops dancing.
Come along. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Come along. Come on.
He does.
All right. Come along, young man. I'm ready.
Gary leads the group away, though Horace remains distracted by the dancers.
Say, Axe, would you wind up the show? I'm taking these people to the manager.
Man, is that what they are? People?
Gary moves on with the visitors. When Horace walks by Axe dancing a little, Axe smiles. June stays crouched under the kitchen table as her aunt walks by. But her uncle spots her and sneaks over to her.
Everything's going to be all right, honey.
He moves on. Axe meets with her between the two sets.
This can hurt. There goes my honeymoon cottage.
You know what? It takes two sides to make a battle. From now on, call me General Axe McAllister.
Saluting, Axe returns to his set. When the kids finish, he steps up among them and in front of the camera.
Come over here. Hello, you out there in video land. Now dig this. There's a brigade of blue noses here out to smash this whole bust up. I need a shoulder, so make with the quill on the parchment, please, and keep them coming in. Else the whole works will blow up. The club, the permanent building fund, everything. And another thing, get to Mama and Papa Square. Try to sell them the pitch, huh? Radar shows trouble ahead, but are we kittens or are we cats? We can do it. I thank you.
He walks off the dance floor.
Damn!
The kids do. Bill's office.
All right, sir. What is your decision?
I'll discuss it with my superiors.
An outraged public demanded this be stopped at once.
Outraged public? Four people.
Three.
Quiet.
Georgiana knits.
A handful of people who presume to sit in judgment on the rights of their fellow citizens.
Citizens. Teenage hoodlums.
We want to bring back sweetness to youth. The waltz. The slow foxtrot. Why, I remember when I was a girl.
That'd be quite a trick.
Do you intend to sit idly by and watch these youngsters being led into acts of delinquency?
Delinquency? This does just the opposite, and we've got 81 groups to prove it.
Well, if necessary, we'll get a court order, restraining them from performing this rolling stone in public.
Rolling rock, Fentwick.
Yeah, rolling rock, whatever it is. Come on.
Georgiana stands, and so does Hiram. Fentwick gets Horace to stand, and they make their way out. Hiram pauses at Bill's desk.
I'd say about 6 foot 1 inch tall, 185 pounds. Right?
Very close. Why?
He hands Bill a card.
Four pallbearers should do nicely.
Hiram leaves.
Thanks for backing me up, Bill. If I wasn't convinced it was a good thing for the kids, why...
The kids? Who's thinking about the kids? This feud's given us top rating. We're even killing the networks. We'll build it up as far as it goes. When it gets real hot, we'll switch to something else.
That's all it means to you. Ratings and advertising sales, huh?
That's what pays for your bread and butter, Nelson. You're not falling for your propaganda, are you? That club stuff, it's good for the kids, baloney. You don't expect me to swallow that.
Look, I believe we're doing a job for these kids that goes far beyond giving them a chance to just stomp their feet.
By the way things are going, you might have to prove that to stay on the air.
That's exactly what I intend to do. And if I can't, you won't have to fire me.
Gary walks out. Later at the Black Eagle Club, the kids play music, read, and do crafts. Pax stands with Combo as June helps out the girl doing the sculpture. Bugsy's henchman stands at the closed door, watching. June crosses the room to him.
You want to try your hand at something, Nick?
Ah, this stuff's for kids.
You've been standing there watching for an hour. You might as well take a stab at it.
Dumb little jerks. Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Gary steps in.
Hold it, kids, hold it!
An older man follows.
Now, this is Mr. Armstrong, editor of the Clarion. He's been giving us a boost in his paper.
Oh, man, this cat's a positive gasser.
I beg your pardon?
That's his way of saying thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
Well, you'd never know it.
I just had Mr. Armstrong over to look at that rundown joint we want to call Teen Town.
This all started out of a rock and roll dance group?
That's right. This music is their basic interest, their kind of music. You see, it brought them together, and once that happened, why, their activities branched out.
And the same is true of your other groups?
That's right, only with some it takes a little longer.
Well, it looks good. Have you figured out what it's going to cost to put that dump on 3rd Street in shape?
Well, about $12,000 for material. We get the labor free. You see, the club members' fathers have promised to pitch in.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of money. Do you think you could raise $12,000 in 90 days?
Well, we could give it a try.
Well, the Clarion will pay the rent for 90 days. And if at that time you've got the money you need, we'll back you all the way. We'll pay the rent and the upkeep. Just so long as you keep doing constructive work.
Oh, man. Didn't I tell you this was a gasser?
I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
Well, save it till you get the $12,000. You know, it'll make a good headline at that. Clarion underwrites Teen Town. Good night, all.
Good night.
Armstrong leaves. Gary hugs June.
Let's get to work on the money angle.
Yeah, how about that Bob concert you told us about, Axe?
Oh, that old thing. Well, naturally, we're going to have people from the top 10. You know, Fats Domino, Joe Turner, Tommy Charles.
Hey, you're floating, Axe. Back down to earth, huh?
You know what? I'm floating right over here to ask you, didn't you have those cats on your disc jockey show?
Well, yeah.
Oh, then you asked them.
Okay, I'll give it a pitch. Hey.
He kisses June. Later at the Fitzdinkles, June steps past Horace, dozing in a chair under a newspaper.
June.
He stands.
I don't think that your aunt wants you to go out tonight.
Well, I was just going to take a walk down to the library.
Yes, I know. And when you see Nelson down there, you tell him that your aunt is bringing out a group to his concert tonight.
What for?
To cause trouble. And if there is trouble, they're taking a police officer along with them.
Yes, and if they can't find it, they'll make it.
Now, June, your aunt is a very determined woman. And since condemning low necklines has gone out of fashion, she's joined up with this lively group. Now, I'm going to tell you, you hurry up and find that library of yours.
She kisses his cheek and leaves.
Horace!
Turning, he hurries back to the chair and puts the paper over him.
Horace!
He stands.
Come along, we have work to do.
He gets his jacket and cane.
Yes, my dear. Yes,
hurry up.
Yes.
And late now.
Yes.
As she leaves, he almost takes a swing with the cane, but moves on. Meanwhile, the kids file into a nightclub. As Bugsy and Nick watch.
What is happening to the younger generation of today, Nick?
Lousy jerks.
Oh, shut up, stupid. When I wish you to venture an opinion, I will ask you thereof.
Bugsy turns to a poster for the Teen Town concert, promoting Fats Domino, Joe Turner, and Tommy Charles. Inside, the crowd applauds for Fats Domino and his band at the other end of the dance floor.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart. And you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Feel like rain. Amen.
sax player stands for a solo. Jerry and Axe stand at the back, smiling. Bugsy and Nick stand at the side, unsmiling.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? I still feel that rain. Cry, ain't that a shame? I still feel that rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Outside, an old sedan pulls up to the curb. A police car pulls up behind it. The members of Spray K get out of the sedan. As they approach the entrance, Fentwick turns to the police car.
Aren't you coming in?
What'll I do in there? I don't go for that pop stuff myself.
You're going to sit here and listen to that outrageous assault on the eardrums?
Maybe they're not breaking any laws.
They're creating a disturbance, disturbing the peace.
Look, you came here of your own free will. You can get away. Any complaints like that have got to come from people in the neighborhood.
Well, then we'll circulate a petition, have it signed at once. Each one of you take a different block.
Excellent idea.
Georgiana, why don't we go home? These kids aren't doing anything different than we did 40 years ago.
You'll come along with me if you know what's good for you.
Yes.
She steps past Horace.
Out of my way.
And Fentwick follows, leaving the policemen shaking their heads.
I see a dame like that, and right away my wife looks good to me.
Inside, the crowd applauds as Gary meets Joe Turner in front of Turner's band.
Well, what's it gonna be, Joe?
We're gonna take off with feeling happy. Let's go, man!
Gary walks off, and Turner's trumpet player starts. Turner sings.
Oh, well, oh, well, feel so fine today.
Sax players move side to side with a bass player behind them. The drummer keeps time. June enters the club and goes to Gary.
They're bringing the police with them.
Well, let them. We've got a concert permit.
Call it off. I don't know how they'll do it, but they're going to make trouble for me.
Oh, we're not calling anything off. They asked for a fight. I need to oblige them.
Gary turns back to Turner and Axe claps.
Hey, well, well.
Well, well.
My, my.
My, my.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, well.
Well, well.
My, my.
My, my.
It's a good time rolling. It's a good time flying. You can rip your guy. Really on the ball.
Bugsy sighs.
What a racket. I don't see how they could stand that noise.
Oh, shut up, stupid.
But I want your opinion. I will ask you for it.
Well, you better look out. Have a clean away from
Greg Hay will indeed be making trouble, and Gary will get his chance to put rock and roll on trial in part two of Shake, Rattle, and Rock, next time on Movies for the Blind. We just heard from Big Joe Turner, who'd already established himself in blues and jazz circles before becoming a rock and roll star, best known for the songs Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Flip, Flop, and Fly, and Carina, Carina. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Fats Domino was inducted a year before in the original class, known for Ain't That a Shame, which we heard earlier, Blueberry Hill, and I'm Walkin'. And as of this recording, he's still going at age 83, despite a harrowing experience with Hurricane Katrina that left many thinking he was dead. To find out more about the movies, about description, and how to subscribe, go to the blog, moviesfortheblind.com, where you can also find out about this podcast's Creative Commons license. And the movies are from the Internet Archive, so please support universal access to human knowledge by visiting and donating at archive.org. Thank you for downloading and for listening. Be back next week. Take care.